From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. After a three-day closure, I-80 reopened this morning over Donner Summit. Highway 50 is also open, but chains are required on both roadways. And this is as of 12 p.m. today. As we've learned over the weekend, conditions can change dramatically. A brutal, relentless blizzard wreaked havoc on the Sierra. Some places received up to 6, 7, even 10 feet of snow, with peak gusts well over 100 miles per hour. It has been a mess all weekend long, and there is still some more snow to come before the weather hopefully calms down. We're going to get a look at the roads with Caltrans, as well as a look at the forecast with ABC 10 meteorologist Rob Karlmark. But first, we're going to head up to Donner Summit and welcome scientist Andrew Schwartz, who went through the storm himself at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab located in Soda Springs. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having me on.
How was the weekend like for you?
It was certainly a busy one and a wild one. You know, I think this storm has been very unique in the way that we've seen storms with bigger snowfall totals. But between the low visibility, the high winds, it was just something to behold.
And I was following you on Twitter, you know, when you were able to post. I mean, it seemed like you went through a good amount of outages and had service compromised throughout the weekend, the last 72 hours or so.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't just I-80 that shut down. We had power outages consistently, the snow lab of the fortunate, one of the fortunate locations where we were able to get our power back and get off backup power. But then we ended up with about 36 hours of our data being down and our slow internet coverage. And so it was very problematic because we were trying to update numbers and get through to people, but it just wasn't working out very well.
And this isn't the first time you've been through something like this. But for listeners who are wondering, you know, how do you stay safe during this? How was it for you personally?
I mean, you know, there was a lot of moving snow, but other than that, you know, just staying out of the winds was a big thing. At times it was a little nerve-wracking because in my 3 years here now, I have yet to experience a storm where the entire building shuddered as it did this time in the wind. You know, you could feel it vibrate in some of those bigger gusts. But other than that, it wasn't too bad.
What are conditions like outside right now?
Right now, we've got some pretty decent snowfall coming down. Nothing too crazy, but we are seeing the occasional gust of wind as well. And so still a few more inches on the way, I think. And then it looks like we'll dry out sometime around midweek or so.
I believe you're going to have a firm number in terms of snowfall in your area for the Central Sierra, I believe, tomorrow. But do you have any preliminary numbers? You know, what totals from your location over at Donner Summit?
Yeah, so we've had 6 feet and 3 inches of snowfall through this morning at 8 a.m. There's more coming down today, so it's likely that we'll wind up somewhere between 6 and 7 feet, if maybe just above 7 feet for the overall storm as a whole. Mm.
And overall, I mean, aside from the safety hazards and also what you just went through with losing power outages and losing services, overall, when it comes to the snowpack, this was a good, decent boost that we needed.
Absolutely. You know, we were sitting around 84% of average statewide before this storm started. Now we're at 104% of average to date. And we're at 94% of our April 1st average, which is fantastic. So as long as the storms that we're looking at in the future actually come through, it looks like we'll make it to average at least for this year.
Well, Andrew, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
And that is Dr. Andrew Schwartz. He is the lead scientist and manager at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab. It is located at the summit in Soda Springs. Now I want to bring in Rob Karlmark, a meteorologist for ABC 10. Hey, Rob.
Hi there. Good morning into the afternoon.
Yes, good morning into the afternoon. So you joined us on Thursday as you forecast this winter storm that was to come. Did it meet or exceed expectations?
You know, I think in a lot of ways it really did. And I have to be honest with you, you know, as a meteorologist, when you are putting out the numbers, you know, 5 to 10 feet of snow over 3-4 days, deep down inside, you're really kind of questioning yourself just because that is such a huge, overwhelming number. But as you just heard from Dr. Schwartz, and you'll see other reports from ski areas and so on, it really did in many places match expectations. And in some cases, like you just mentioned, as far as the wind, exceeded expectations. It was truly a remarkable, rare combination of very, very heavy snow along with extreme winds. We usually get one or the other. this time we had both.
Yeah, I was just online, whether it was Twitter or Instagram, following up on, you know, our public agencies like CHP or Caltrans, looking at video. And it was just so extreme, the weather over the weekend, a blizzard over the weekend in the Sierra. What surprised you most?
I would say I was surprised how much the road was open in the beginning. I mean, the plan is always, because there's really vital services and products and things that need to move through there, such as gasoline, food, things like that, that they really do their very best to try and keep that road open. But Caltrans at one point did put out a tweet notifying everybody that a lot of their big equipment were down with this storm, either broken or they were unable to use it. So I believe out of 30 of these big, they sort of have an auger on the front that blows snow far away. I think they were down to 8 out of 30. So, you know, you got to give them some credit. They worked as hard as they could. They kept it open as long as they could. But as I like to say, sometimes Mother Nature wins and you sit back and let her do her thing, because we are all humbled by these storms.
Yeah, I remember when you were saying on Thursday, you were concerned about people who live in the foothills, people who live in these rural areas with limited access to services, especially if they're going to be going through power outages. When it comes to those lower elevations that still did receive snowfall, how did they fare?
You know, I think in that the lower end of what we were expecting, as far as the lower snowfall levels between, say, 2,000 and 4,000 feet, which a lot of people live in those quarters, that's almost what we would call the 49 state route corridor that goes to many populated areas. They got some snow, they got some wind, they got some rain, they got a little bit of everything, but I think they mostly avoided some of the bigger impacts that were really not that far away. I would say 1,000 feet higher from those communities, that's really where their serious business all went down. So I think we still don't know the story. You know, at this point, the snow is just letting up, and sometimes it takes a little while before you start to get the calls and the stories about what really went down in the middle of the storm.
Yeah, I mean, we just heard from Dr. Schwartz that when it comes to snow water equivalent in the Central Sierra, we're doing good. We're 104% of the historical average. If you go to the Northern Sierra, that's 111%, and the Southern Sierra is 94%. Do you think records are going to be set?
I really don't, and the reason why is this. We forget about last year sometimes. We have a very short memory. Last year is really, you know, when you look at these bar graphs from time to time, at least I do, I'm a meteorologist, I look at that stuff maybe so you don't have to, but it's one of those top years. And that was just last year, where a lot of these ski resorts ended up with 700 inches of snow. To date, even with the big blizzard and the monster snow that we saw, many resorts are struggling to even get close to 354 inches. In fact, I don't think any local ones have even gotten there. So compared to last year, we're not going to get there. However, we're still living off the water from last year, and our big major reservoirs are all well above average. You add in, say, an average year, like you heard from Dr. Schwartz, we're probably going to get there for snow. I think we're doing just fine.
You know, we're not really out of it just yet. There is still some activity in the forecast. What's to come over the next 48 hours or so?
So, shockingly, we're still dealing with snow. We have a much more confined area. We call it the Western Slope. That's basically 4,000 or 5,000 feet up to the crest, Donner Summit. We all know Donner Summit, but there's other ones along the way. We're going to get an additional, I would say, 4 to 6 inches of snow over the next couple of days. So definitely, if you think in the valley, hey, we're done, now's the time to head up there. Just understand, you won't be dealing with the major blizzard that we went through, but you still have to deal with icy roads, blowing snow, fresh snow, chain controls, all those things you expect with any typical winter storm.
Rob, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
That is ABC 10 meteorologist Rob Karlmark. I now want to get to Jeremy Linder, a spokesperson for Caltrans District 3. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Good afternoon, Vicki.
So you joined us on Wednesday as well, warning drivers and motorists of what was to come over the Sierra. And in a public hazard way, it did not disappoint. There was severe weather over the Sierra. I mean, how is Caltrans doing?
So we're doing well. Our crews are working like crazy over the past weekend, and they continue to do so. As you mentioned earlier, 80 is back open just for passenger vehicles only right now, but we're hoping to be able to release truck traffic in the next couple of hours. So we're making progress. It's slow and steady, just like how the trip will be for those that want to head up, but we're making some headway.
How are you reflecting over the past weekend? I mean, there were drivers who or motorists who attempted, you know, the trip, and I-80 was closed for the past 3 days. Highway 50 didn't fare much better. I guess what message do you have for motorists? There were spinouts, and it was some dangerous conditions for those who attempted it.
Yeah, exactly. So the overall message is just looking back at we had the warnings out there as early as possible, thanks to the help to all the meteorologists that we have in our area. We were telling people avoid travel. And for the most part, even crews going into Friday noticed that traffic appeared to be lower. The volumes were looking okay. Then, of course, we head into the evening hours, and that's where all the incidences started happening that ultimately led to the closure on Friday. And looking back, it's just one of those that we can talk till we are blue in the face and give the warning over and over. But the fact of the matter is there are some people that will just do what they want to do. And that's also what we need to prepare our crews for in these type of events.
Yeah, I think about crews who are working 24/7 nonstop, as you said. Were there any safety issues?
So for the most part, things were fairly good. I mean, we did have a couple instances with our equipment, which is there's always at least one or two during winter season. So crews are having to work with that, do a pair of repairs on the fly, also dealing with the blowers. I know Rob mentioned that. Anytime you have a chain that falls off or becomes loose from a vehicle and now is buried in snow, when our blowers come through and we're trying to widen the highway, that chain can get wrapped up inside the auger, which now we have to take it back in-house, perform repairs what we can, and hope that it's not severe enough that it has to go down into the valley for extensive repairs. And that was just one of the challenges that we faced over this weekend on top with just the sheer amount of snow. And there were times that our crews would plow, and then not even 30 seconds later, you couldn't even tell they came through. It was just coming down that fast.
Yeah, that's just relentless. I mean, you mentioned I-80 is now open to passenger vehicles, and we're talking at noon. We do have a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Highway 50 also is open, and I was looking at a video on KCRA this morning. There was just so much traffic on 50. I mean, it looked like it was a holiday. What do you attribute that traffic to?
So for most of that traffic, I think that was those that wanted to enjoy the snow. So they either left ahead of time or they battled the conditions on Thursday and early Friday, got safely, but then now heading into the work week, they got to get home to continue their regular duties. And unfortunately, with 80 being closed, that was the only artery in and out of the Tahoe Basin. So I really feel that's what attributed to the backup.
Mm-hmm. What about the smaller highways, more interior in the Tahoe Basin?
Yeah, so we did see closures along Highway 89 near Emerald Bay due to snowfall. 267 that connects the Truckee area to North Shore also saw a closure at one point due to zero visibility. So each area highway was affected to some degree. Chain controls all across the board, and we weren't the only ones. Our District 2 to the north of us had their own issues they were dealing with. District 10 to the south of us also had the whole thing. So it was Caltrans-wide, we were dealing with a lot in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, and as Rob mentioned, I mean, in the forecast, there is a winter storm warning in portions of the Sierra over the next day or so. So you're not really out of the woods yet. What is the priority for Caltrans over the next 48 hours?
So the priority is continue to do road clearing. There are some spots along 80 that are narrow. There's only one lane of travel available. So our crews are actively working on trying to widen those spots, allow for additional travel lanes while continuing plow operations and keeping the roadway clear. As we continue to make progress, you might see chain controls juggle here and there based off of conditions. But I would definitely expect they're going to stay in place for quite a while. And for those that are heading up, there's a lot of them moving equipment. So they need to keep that in their mind. Stay slow, and if you pass a vehicle or one of our equipment, do so only once it's safe to do so and take it slow. Ultimately, for those that think we're going to hit the reset button, it's not going to be that quick. It's going to take some time before the highway is back in a condition that it was before the blizzard moved in.
Yeah, and finally, I mean, we're talking at noon. Both I-80 and Highway 50 are open, so people may be hearing that and, you know, say, yay, I'm gonna go head up to the Sierra or head back over the Sierra to head back home. But that could change. I mean, just because there's still more snow in the forecast. I know it's not a blizzard or that's not in the forecast, but there could be closures again on I-80 or Highway 50, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So for those that are thinking, hey, I'm going to take this time, I want to go up, our message hasn't changed. If at all possible, you can avoid travel, please do so. If you have to go up, be prepared. Like we saw over the weekend, anything can happen with Mother Nature. So as long as you're ready for it, you can get to your destination safely. And in particular with I-80, that's also one of the reasons why we only have passenger vehicles right now. And we're giving it some time before we allow trucks in. Because like I mentioned, there are some narrow spots. And in those particular sections, all it would take would just be one spin out. And now we have the potential of having to look at closing it again. And ultimately, that's not what we want to do. It's safe to travel. We want to keep it that way.
Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jeremy Linder is a public spokesperson with Caltrans. Up next, we're going to have profiles with the leading candidates for Sacramento mayor and how they would respond to the city's crisis of homelessness and affordable housing. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.